This is Your Money, Your Community, getting local expert opinion on ways to save, protect, and grow your money. Today we're talking with Ben Oakes, our local representative from Sun Life Financial. Ben, thank you for your time.
Love it. Thanks for having me.
Before we get into the specifics, tell us a bit about your job here in the Ottawa Valley, protecting people's money.
It's exceptionally broad. What we do at our office at 22 Raglan, we help individuals, we help families, up to corporations. So when we look at a financial aspect for all three of those pieces, it can be exceptionally different. It can be simple or complex. The one piece that I really sit with is the guidance, the recommendations. They don't just come from Ben Oakes. I listen to a multitude of different fund companies. Fidelity, Mackenzie, Sun Life Global Investments, Dynamic, the banks. When all of these competitors are now saying the same words, my ears perk up.
So building a long-term financial plan for a person, business, or corporation comes down to following those trends, right?
We don't have a crystal ball. If we did, and we knew what was going to happen in the next 5 years, Casey, I like you, but I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. I'd be on a beach in Fiji.
You'd have the winning lottery numbers right off the bat.
That's it.
Now, I ask about trends because you and your clients are playing the long game in terms of years and years of investments set aside for a payout down the road. What might you say to a nervous client who's a little unsure about taking that long-term risk?
What we do is we look back, see the trends. The market is like walking up a flight of stairs with a yo-yo. Over time, we will go up those stairs, but there will be highs and lows. We will win through disruption, economic uncertainty. Is the market down 10, 20, 30 points? Or is it on sale 10 or 20, 30 points?
And not to assume, but I would imagine that where you are in your savings plan plays a big part in what you're trying to accomplish to maximize that profit.
You know, for guys like you and me, 2022, when the bond and the equity market were both in the decline, which has not happened since 1969 or 1931, you and I want to have happen because we still have time. But the folks who are retiring, getting your succession plan, we would have had to adjust your portfolio from a percentage side, start to move out of, let's just say, growth and bring it into more of either a balanced portfolio or even a conservative for what you, the individual, family, or corporation really were trying to achieve.
So really kind of navigating the offensive and defensive strategies in terms of keeping money right.
100%. The more time that you have, the more aggressive that we can be, because are you going to have a year where 2022 happens and you're down 20 points? Sure you are, but it's an understanding the money that you put in that year, you might see it decline, but when we move up to the next step and the step after that on the staircase, the 2022 year is actually going to be quite profitable.
And just to wrap things up, because obviously you have to sell your clients on this long-term plan, what's maybe the one thing that you do to keep people comfortable while taking that ride?
We have to get things right at the beginning. Everybody wants to make money, Casey. Everybody. But when they have a bad quarter and they're down 8% for just 3 months and they have an emotional reaction to say, oh, that's not acceptable. I didn't do my work at the beginning to put them into something that is more applicable to them. We can always make money, but if we're more up to a more smooth and consistent 3-4% type of deal, over the long haul, Casey, that's not going to be a bad deal. But when you have a up 12, down 20, up 30, type of years, we net out on the positive side. If the individual can't take that ride, and not all people can, well, then I'm not listening to my client properly. And so I'm not being that proper advisor for them to walk them down that line.
Obviously, you're a very public figure in town here and you do a lot of work at your office, but you're also out and about as a member of the BIA. You're also doing a lot of work within the community as well, in both of those roles and outside them as well. Tell me a bit about how important community is.
In all honesties, the next words that I'm going to say are things that a sales guy is supposed to tell you, but I wholeheartedly and genuinely mean it. One of my favorite quotes is, it takes a village. Like I say, you have 5 minutes or 5 hours. You're free in the winter or in the summer. I'm still of a generation that resumes never got me a job. The community has always provided. So the moment that I have the means to do so, be it financial or just spending some time, you know what? That can be in a town like this, 30 seconds holding the door and talking to a senior. Just hearing a quick story from them. I'm meeting with the board this Monday, and we're going to be reviewing a bunch of upcoming events, but also pieces that are going to be impacting the downtown. It's not on what you do, it's on how you put yourself out there and try and help in a community.
And just on that note before we go, you and the BIA are part of a movement helping to connect people in need of help to people who have the time and the resources to offer. Tell us a bit about that.
This is an idea that a bunch of us at the BIA have kicked around. You got kids in the summer that need volunteer hours. You've got seniors that might not have the best mobility, but man, they've got some great ideas with gardens and they know the deal. Why don't we pair up two or three kids with a senior half a dozen times through the summer and, you know, say, hey, let's tackle some gardens downtown. Let's help the town. The town's coming around doing work. Yeah, well, it doesn't take that long. The pride in this town, Casey, has never wavered. The importance of coming out to the volunteer fair, what we're trying to get out of the volunteer fair from the BIA's perspective, is to give a media for these people that say, hey, I'm willing to do stuff. I just don't know what's available or what people need. And the number one thing with volunteers, you've got to show the box of this is what I need from you. And 9 out of 10 times, Casey, it's not a massive commitment. If I could just get a body for 3 hours during an event to monitor a crosswalk, there are so many people in this great town that it's underutilized.
And by the way, that community volunteer fair coming up at 3 p.m. on October 28th inside the MyFM Center. Well, Ben, I think you would agree that it's never too early to start the investment journey. If you'd like to get started, you can reach out to Ben Oakes at Sun Life Financial at his office in the downtown core on Raglan Street South. Ben, thank you again for your time. And remember, you can listen to all of our Your Money, Your Community features on our website, rentfortoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thank you for listening.